a rain that goes on all day, but it's very light.
Oh, that's a drizzle.
Yes, we have enough of that.
Yes.
It's something that's lighter than a drizzle. What would you call it?
If it's lighter than a drizzle, I guess that's a mist.
Okay. Do you use sprinkle at all?
No.
Do you ever hear that?
I've heard it. It's just a sprinkle. Many of the older folks say it.
That's my term.
I'm sorry.
No, I say the others too.
It's probably from your childhood.
No, really, sprinkling is the term that I grew up with.
It's sprinkling.
So that's what I would more likely say.
It's sprinkling rain.
Mm-hmm. And how about the heavy white mist that you can't see through?
That's a fog.
And on that kind of a day, you'd say it's
foggy.
And a period when there's no rain for weeks and weeks, that's a
drought.
And suppose it's shorter than a drought,
then we will say that it's just dry.
All right. And if the wind has been gentle but it's gradually getting higher, you'd say the wind is...
So the wind is coming up, or the wind is stronger.
And if it's just the opposite, it has been blowing hard but then it's getting less, you'd say the wind is...
It's gentle or it's gentler.
Doing what? The wind is...
It's blowing less.
All right. Then on a morning when you go outside, I guess you might say it of this morning, it's not really terribly cold, but it's kind of...
It's kind of mild, chilly.
Anything, any synonyms for chilly?
Brisk.
Mm-hmm. To me, this is cold because I get cold very easily.
Brisk,
but most people
or chilly.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and the flowers, you'd say last night we had a...
Frost.
Is there something
worse? Sometimes they say a freeze.
Which is worse?
A freeze is worse than a frost.
Are there any different kinds of frost?
Heavy or light.
Did you ever hear anything called a Jack Frost?
Yes.
What's that?
But that's literary.
What is that?
That's frost, but Jack is... a personification of the frost.
He's the little guy in the pointed cap that goes around painting
cap.
The colors on the trees.
Uh-huh.
That's what I mean by. But some people do, they call a certain type of frost
a Jack
Frost. Did you ever hear that?
No. Because I think of him as a literary character.
Me too. All right, we were talking about the pipes when they burst. You would say they did what?
They burst.
Well, before they burst, they
froze.
And they have.
Frozen.
And they will.
Freeze.
And last night the lake.
Froze.
Would you have a term if it was just the edges of the lake that froze?
I don't think so.
Okay. And this is totally off the subject just because it's on this, happens to be on this page. About how high would you say the ceiling is in an ordinary room?
Feet wise.
Yeah.
About 8 feet.
Okay. That's just to hear whether you say 8 feet or 8 foot, as a matter of fact. What were we talking about before we got off?
But that's an interesting thing because, you know, in Oregon, when we refer to the length of a pipe, we do say that pipe is an 8 foot pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I know how I got on the other section. I'd ask bracelet, and I decided I'd ask watch, and so then went back to the time
time.
But now to get back to the clothes. Bracelet on the wrist, what does a woman wear around her neck?
That's a necklace. It could be a choker if it's close.
Suppose it's little things strung up on a chain.
Little things.
Like
a charm.
Little wooden things.
I don't know what that's called.
Or even little plastic things. Or.
It's not a necklace and it's not a choker.
Well, a something of beads is what I'm trying for. A what of beads?
Beads.
She's wearing a strand or a string?
She would be wearing a strand. If it's one, it would be a strand of beads.
And if it's two?